This week in the Missouri Senate, we review one of the major measures from this year's regular session that did not make it to the governor's desk.
A lot of good sponsors who came in and supported the legislation.
We've seen breaches with these databases several times.
Some people don't like this because they feel like it's an invasion of privacy.
Prescription drug monitoring programs have become an annual debate in the Missouri General Assembly, and this year was no different. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville sponsored Senate Bill 155 this year.
Designed to curb the opioid epidemic in the state, save lives, and just make the state a safer place. You know, we're the only state in the nation that does not have a PDMP currently.
In addition, he handled House Bill 188 in the upper chamber.
The opioid epidemic has been one of the leading non-natural causes of death in the state. In fact, last year, more people died from opioid-related overdoses than died in car accidents.
But not all Missouri senators are on board with this idea. Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg is among those lawmakers who is concerned this type of legislation will create another database.
We've seen breaches with these databases several times, whether it's been the concealed carry database or just other data breaches in government and in the private sector.
Senator Lukemeyer cautions against these worries.
They have a lot of strong protections to ensure people's privacy is being protected.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur also says there is an existing PDMP database in Missouri.
Right now in St. Louis County, we have one in place. In many counties around the state, they're starting to put in their own prescription drug monitoring program.
She adds she believes a statewide system would aid law enforcement.
So that doctors and pharmacists can understand if someone seems to be doctor shopping for medications that they should not be getting, maybe to sell out on the open market.
Senator Shoup also stresses PDMPs exist throughout the country but are not currently mandated by federal law.
That not only lets us know when patients are abusing their access to a prescription, but when doctors are overprescribing.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis also points out a number of people getting addicted to opioids are high school age.
Children, teenagers that have been what we call drug shopping on prescription drugs, and so they wanted the monitoring system in place to curtail that.
Neither Senate Bill 155 nor House Bill 188 made it through both chambers or to the executive branch this year. It is likely this measure will return next year. Pre-filed legislation for next year's regular legislative session will be assigned official bill numbers starting on December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.